on Triple J.
It's your pals, Jen and Lewis.
Oh, I am really excited, to be honest. Yeah, no, I'm really pumped. No, thanks for having me, guys. This is pretty sick.
Mm. Right.
And then talking about Splendor in the Grass, oh my God. Nah, as soon as you said all the names, that's not normal.
Is there someone on the lineup that you have to see?
Well, Carly, Kendrick Lamar. Man, there's heaps of them. Mm. Oh God, I'm going to be there like daybreak just watching everyone perform.
How long have you been sitting on the information trying to keep it a secret?
Oh, nearly 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. Well, nearly 2 weeks, to be honest, 2 weeks, and I just wanted to tell everyone. I really wanted to tell everyone, but I couldn't. Next minute, I just give my brother a call, hang up straight away. No, no, I can't. Yeah. Try to call my friends, but no, I can't do it.
It's been a really big week for you, as well as the Splendor in the Grass announce. You also played the APRA Awards last night. You released a new track last night.
Mm-hmm. APRA Awards was... That was crazy. Mm. I really enjoyed it. Just seeing a lot of people in suit and tie and just everyone's just having fun. And everyone walking up to me is like, hey, you're Baker Boy. I'm like, oh my God, who are these guys? They're so cool. And yeah, and I didn't know that like some of them, majority of them were like really big in the music scene and all that stuff. And yeah, no, it was pretty good. They actually went up there and kind of opened up for everyone, did the opening, Mariunan. So everyone was just like, I saw everyone, they had a big smile on their face and they just wanted to get up and dance, but I don't know if they could. But yeah, no, it's crazy.
And then this new track, Mr. La-di-da,
Mr. La-di-da-di.
Tell us about this track.
I don't want to be rude at the same time. So it's about when you're like really big and you're not like really ego about yourself and all that stuff. It's more like being rich with friends and family and people that are around you. And, you know, that's more richness than having money and ball and, you know, having flash cars and all that. Even though it's like money is, you know, we live in money now, so we need money to get somewhere. But for me, richness comes from friends and family. That's more like more valuable than money, I guess.
Are you Mr. La-di-da-di at the moment?
I am feeling Mr. La-di-da-di at the moment. It's the best feeling ever. But yeah, but it's also about like people that are rich with money and, you know, don't really care about people around them and all that. And then I say like, hey, Mr. La-di-da-di, money's all that you got. I got my friends and fam, the only currency I understand, goddamn. You know, all that stuff, yeah.
And now with that track, Mr. La-di-da-di, you've got that, Cloud 9, Mariuna, three tracks that everyone Triple J just loves. Will you have released anything else by Splendor in the Grass time in July?
Well, at the moment, I am working in progress of an album, probably an EP. Depends how much time I got, because I'm always on the road and I can't really do much recording and stuff because I'm always on the road pretty much. And yeah, hopefully by July or even 2 months later that, I reckon I'll have like a album or an EP. If not, I'll probably have an album or have two albums. If I can't do it this year, I'll have two albums next year.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Like
save it up and do the double drop.
Yeah, something like that.
You're coming for King Gizzard, who's just releasing a million albums a year.
Oh my God.
Speaking of being on the road, you have got Groove in the Moo coming up soon. Do you have anything special planned for that tour?
I just want to go and check out all the other bands and mingle with every artist and, you know, see what they do and what why are you doing music.
Yeah, because apart from the music, obviously, anyone who's seen you live would know that the live show also has an incredible dance element. You're an amazing dancer.
Thank you.
You know, you've had been for a very long time. Have you got a Mr. La-di-da-di dance down pat yet?
Ooh. Well, it's pretty much everyone is just freestyling to it, and it's more because it's funky, so everyone's just like walking with the bounce to their step. So and that's one of the lines that
that's
I said.
Cool. He's slipping it in. He knows. It's just been amazing watching you this past year. It hasn't even been a year since you won our Unearthed Namer competition. That was last July.
Wow.
And then since then, you know, you're on the Groove in the Moo tour, just been announced as part of Splendor in the Grass, played all these crazy shows, got a bunch of songs in the Hottest 100. Are you surprised by anything that's happened this year?
don't know, it's really, I don't know, I feel speechless about even thinking about it. But even if I try to think about it, my body just goes numb and then it's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like all this stuff. But there's some moments where I'm just sitting there and just thinking about it. But if I think about it too much, I'll start crying or something. And then like, just get a lot of emotions going and just like, I just go numb. It's crazy.
You're with Jen and Lewis
on Triple J.